8:30. We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Equalization. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barner. Approve or disapprove agenda as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove minutes of previous meeting?
So moved.
Moved by Fleece.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion.
God, you guys are quiet this morning.
Vote. 7-0. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items.
Rex, is it okay if I don't know if you want me to tell about it now since it's not an agenda item, but a question came up about the Turk hearing in Lincoln yesterday. I wanted to clarify it since the county attorney's office had some questions on what I was doing there and what I did. I would like to at least clarify that so every board member knows what happened yesterday. Is that all right if I do that now? Could somebody ask them guys to... we can't hardly hear.
I hope you're there representing yourself and not the board.
I'll get to it.
Okay. You aren't authorized to represent the board.
I'll get to it, Dennis. Just wait a minute. Mike. Loud. So we're not on here yet, are we?
Hey, he listened.
just finish it. 2 minutes. It's done.
I don't think we're on here even. I think we just missed the whole meeting.
Yeah, we'll start it over. I didn't think when I was, that's why I brought that down. It didn't sound right. Mike's just not working then? Are you getting it done?
We were trying to get the,
now it's
we were
on.
Trying to get the wires
working now.
Okay.
We're okay. The radio's hot, so that's...
The radio's hot, and that's all we need.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I attended the Turk hearing yesterday. Our county attorney was supposed to be there. Patty had three people there, Daryl, Annette, and the deputy assessor, Lorene Stein. We got there. It was for Lou Laughlin's Turk hearing. Lou Laughlin did not show up. Commissioner Bill, is it pronounced Warrens? Mm-hmm. Warrens was there. He said Gage County has a problem. And you, this was all told to you, I'm sure. I haven't talked to Patty, but she was there. Norm Wallman was there, as he can also tell you what happened. Mr. Warrens said that the Gage County is going to have a problem because the county attorney wasn't there. He knew I was a county supervisor. He pressed me and said I was to come up, and he wanted me to give testimony. All I did was enter one motion asking that the case for Mr. Laughlin be found in default for Gage County. That's what happened. Nobody else from Gage County, no other elected official was there. The county attorney was supposed to be there. I don't know why he wasn't, nor do I care. And that's what happened at the Turk hearing yesterday. So if anybody has any questions, I'll be glad to talk about it. And secondly, nobody from Gage County was... We didn't even have the information for the afternoon 1 o'clock hearing there. Daryl, I don't know. I assume that after we... confessed judgment on two of Daryl Bruins's cases, Patty turned it over to the county attorney's office, didn't you?
Daryl did, yes.
Okay, Daryl turned it over to our county attorney. Nothing had been done. Now, we got it done between Daryl and the Turk Commission. They got a hold of Randy. They got him to write the document up. They found Daryl Bruins and got him to sign it, and they accepted a fax. The commission isn't happy when these things happen at all. Now, I don't know if that's our problem, but I don't know why we would want to do things to aggravate them. So that's what happened, Danny. If you have any concerns, I guess that's how it goes. I did not ask. I was there in attendance. I did not ask to testify. I did not want to do that. They asked me. They said, Gage County is going to have a problem because of this, because the people that were supposed to be there were not there. So I guess if somebody wants to kick me around for that, so be it. But I was the only elected official there from Gage County earning my wages. And I, as an elected official, I had signed in. I was not going to testify. So I'm sorry if somebody don't like it. If they don't like it, maybe they ought to be up there to do the job they're supposed to do. So that's what I did yesterday. Jenny knows Norm is there with me, and Norm is a witness, and Patty knows what happened. Do you have a problem with it, Patty?
Well, the only thing, I guess I didn't realize that the confession of judgment letter hadn't been sent up, and that was because Daryl was on at 1 o'clock. And so, you know, that's what happened, and basically then they dismissed the case after that was done.
Patty, you're an elected official. Couldn't you have done whatever?
Probably Lorene could have.
No, those are two different things. The county attorney represents our board, Dave. Patty and Daryl represent the assessor.
Yeah.
They're two different interests.
I thought you meant is, could I have said something about
what Gary did? Because
possibly, I don't know.
Well, they wanted somebody from the county.
Lorene was my deputy because I was at a doctor yesterday. So
there was no elected official there. Well, obviously, you're an elected official.
Well, Lorene would fill in.
Countywide.
Lorene would fill into my capacity, and generally the county attorney takes care of all the legal issues of it. The thing that's a little frustrating to me, though, is
best thing is if the attorney had been there, pure and simple.
That's what was supposed to happen.
Basically, it is a board county attorney type thing. After, you know, the assessors are there to answer questions if Turk has any of the questions. There's been many meetings that I don't even testify. I try to go to all of them, but, you know, for the last, then Lorene can represent me as my deputy. The thing that's a little frustrating, though, is that we spend all this time, we've made 9 books. We spent time with Daryl. We spent time making maps. The cost to the county becomes somewhat pretty good, and then you have someone that, I mean, it would have been nice if Lou would have called the Turk and said, I'm not showing up, you know, because the taxpayer did not show up. It cost him $25, and we spent all this time doing the books, doing the research, and now the cost to the county becomes, you know, you pay Daryl, I have 2 people out of my office. So my hope is if a taxpayer decides not to attend that they would contact Turk and tell him that, but that didn't happen here. So
what have we done in the past when that has been?
Well, there's nothing in the law that, you know, I don't think there's anything, Danny, in the law that allows, you know, maybe the taxpayer should incur part of the expenses. But there's nothing in the law, to my knowledge, that would allow that.
I mean, as far as Turk's action, when that happens, and when typically over the years you as the responsible elected official and your staff have been there, and this situation arises, what does the Turk board do?
We just win the case. The party does not show up, so we automatically win the case.
So it's not a matter of having a necessity of a member of this board to be there.
Nobody on the board's ever been there before. I mean,
I was
as far
say,
as
historically, only, is there depositions by board members?
Not to my knowledge. The only time I remember that we ever went up as a board is when I think it was Dave and myself and Eam that testified when they were trying to take the Greenbelt away. That was on a show cause hearing at Turk. That wasn't.
That was a large involved hearing.
That wasn't a single case. That was they were trying to take away. You know, the green belt. So
it would be my opinion. I'm not notified when the Turk hearings are being held as chairman of the Equalization Committee. And if it's a necessity for me to be there, I will be there. But I didn't see any necessity for that to happen. And Gary, I'm sorry, but I'm really not certain that you should be there. And as an individual, you're certainly entitled to. But representing the board, I think you would need to say at that point, county attorney is not here. If there needs to be any delayed action, then it be delayed to the next hearing.
The only people that get even notice of this hearing is Don and Randy, and then they bring me a copy. So
copies for all the board.
Yeah. So actually the assessor, I mean, we go because we feel like we should be there, and I felt like a staff member should be there if they have questions on a property record card or something of that nature.
That seems appropriate.
The calendar is posted on the internet. Anybody can find it. Just get on Turk's website. It's for everybody.
Mr. Chair, over the year, we've had many defaults where the other party has failed to show and the county has won, and we have never had to have a board member there enter anything on our behalf. I think it was an action of opportunity, you know, and not good or bad. That's apparently how it played out, and somebody must have asked Gary to step up, but wasn't necessary as far as my historical knowledge.
Matt?
Gary, question regarding when the commission said that Gage County's going to have a problem. Did they indicate what they were talking about?
No, but he said it two or three times. He said this can cause Gage County a problem. I think normally on a default, haven't we had a county attorney there? Not that you have to be an attorney, but haven't we? In this case, there wasn't a county attorney there to enter the motion for the default judgment for the county. Normally, if we've had that, we get a lot of defaults. You can look up it historically. I've researched this to death. But there's somebody there representing Gage County. Because I happened to be there, I did not go there with that intention. Mr. Warnes is the one, and they don't like it when this happens. I don't know what he was referring to. I know he repeated it more than once.
Warren?
Warnes. W-A-R-N-E-S. I think they pronounce it Warnes.
They prefer legal counsel there on behalf of the county, but you as the county board hired Daryl Stannard to represent you at Turk. And so that's what Daryl was there for, so.
Oh, well. Not that huge a deal either way.
No, it's not.
The important thing is that we won by default.
Yes, we did.
We came out okay, so.
Okay, discussion on increase and decreases of farmland.
I put that on there, Rex. I've had some calls, and I talked to Patty, and she emailed me some information on and as you know, people watch our website pretty close. They saw that their neighbors had decreases, and they had increases, and they was wondering why. I asked Patty why. She said we used the new soil survey. But Annette did tell me yesterday it came out in 2008, but apparently the state gave you so much time to use it.
Basically, since the new soil survey, we've had two corrections to that soil survey, where they have went in and decided differently on soil classes. So this last correction had to be implemented by 2010. By doing that, some of the class one soils went away. Your river bottom and things like that still have class ones, but some of our soil conversions had changed again. So we had to put an overlay on our GIS map again and recount. And so some of the decreases would probably be due to, well, it'd have to be due to the soil survey because Area 1, I believe, we raised approximately 2%. Area 2, we raised approximately 10%. And that wasn't across the board necessarily. What we have to do when we get a land sale in, we have to identify it whether it's mostly a dry land sale, a grassland sale, or, you know, what the majority of acres are on that sale. So then we have to break it down, and then our acre counts have to, we have what they call LVGs, which you have four classes of soils on each type of dry, irrigated, and grass. And so those values change depending on our cells analysis, so it's a matter of breaking one individual cell down to determine that. But the soil conversion did create a lot of changes, and we put that in first so then we could see where we were at on our cells. But there's been two corrections since from the USDA, since the original soil survey came out.
Which was a mostly bottom land?
Well, I think there was a few, quite a few of our 1Ds went away. The 1Ds more around your river bottom and stuff, and you know, there's still some discrepancy because I had a taxpayer come in the other day and tell me, USDA says I don't have any class one soils, but according to our records, when we recount it and the number that the digital number that identifies it, I called up to the state. It is the state makes the determination if they're class one, two, three, or four.
Well, they probably maybe combine a couple of those.
Several soils. What's happened is a lot of those soils are combined now, and one might have been a 2D, one might have been a 1D, so then they have to determine.
And they go over to the NRCS or FSA,
right,
and say this specific soil, they say, no, it's not a class one. But the state may say that grouping says that's class one.
Right, right.
And that's where the discrepancy comes in.
Right, right.
Or they may decide to do that. Maybe it was flooded at one time.
But
isn't
the conversion
now
would have done some of the changes. And then, of course, you know, we did put increases on top of the.
Mr. Chairman. So in figuring valuations, and help me understand the convoluted issue here, before there was discussion that if someone came into your office, you wanted to make sure you had everything correct on there. So part of using the soil to make sure that that's correct, so it's not 100% sales, it's combination of sales plus how the soils are, but now they've changed that a little bit.
Now, basically, Matt, what we did is we changed what the soil conversion was first. So the conversion came down to us saying all these soils have been combined, so now you have to recount, and that's recounted through GIS, everything in the county. Okay, the best thing I can do is get a map from the taxpayer, from USDA, but that's a privacy issue. They need to bring me a map in from FSA, and they also need to bring me what they believe their soils are from the USDA. We can compare that, and we have made some changes because there's a lot of places where we didn't know CRP existed. And so now we do, because with those maps, it identifies, you know. And the CRP ground, I have lowered a little bit this year because I feel like those CRP payments are pretty low compared to what cash rents are. And so so first we put the soil conversion on, then we study the sales. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I guess where I'm going with this is now we've made it more, not we, but the process is now more convoluted for somebody who wants to come in and protest if they don't agree that, you know, so now it's like we stir the pot and it gets murkier and murkier, and I don't have a solution.
I've talked to Jenny about this, and I've talked to Ruth Sorensen. What I'd like to see is there an ag board out there that does all 93 counties and figures our values for us. That's the way it used to be done years ago.
I can see someone try and protest, and as we try to explain to folks, well, this we need to know this, we need to know this, it becomes this insurmountable mountain that people just throw their hands up and give up on if we don't do something to, and again, we is a broad term, but somehow help these people understand this is, you know, even I try to understand it's so difficult.
Yeah.
Gary? I guess the only thing that I wonder, and I had this question was asking me also, we've told all these people at least for 3.5 years that we base these values on comparable sales, and now we've thrown something else in there, and that's all right, but it's just, you know, this isn't consistent with what we've been told for 3.5 years. So that's all I got. Thanks, Rex. Well,
if they change the soils, we don't have any choice. The comparable sales then has to be adjusted.
It's a mandate from the state that by 2010 I had to have this conversion on, and this is the second one we've done.
I guess my comments are more as empathy for the taxpayer of someone who wants to come in and protest is now we've...
Well, the reason the soil has to be considered is because you're talking comparable. Mm-hmm. You can't take a sale of totally opposite land and make it comparable.
Right, right.
So the soil comes in as part of comparable, not doing anything any different, except you're just saying parcel one has the same land as parcel two that's sold, and so you can use those as comparable sales. If your land is different, you're a totally different type of property in one than two, then you don't have a comparable sale. So this, it's absolutely appropriate, and what's happening, it might be confusing, but there's nothing that they're doing different than they've done in the past.
I think the overlying issue is basically when you take your value that you've received, you divide it by 72% and divide it by the number of acres to see what your value per acre is. That's my best way of telling whether this farm is going to, you know, because you know what your sales are. You know what your dry land's going for. You know, right now, I've understood there's a piece of ground over by Holmesville that's being asked $4,000 an acre for a dry land. So whether it's going to sell for that, I don't know. But the ultimate thing is when you get your valuation notice, that's at 72%. You divide that by 72 to bring it to market, divide it by the number of acres, and you look what your value is on your farm. You're going to be able to tell whether you're in the range with some of those sales or not.
Ron?
You got to remember, soils are soils. And they're all the same, basically, where it's at. The only difference is how you manage those soils. Some people do a better job farming, etc. And, of course, that's the management part of it. But you can't take management as part. She can't take that. Two farmers may have the same soils next to each other. One of them may do a good job farming, get a lot more production. The other one may not do. But then people say it, and they say, oh, that's a better farm over here. It might be because of management, but not because of soils. The soils are the same.
That's true.
So she's got to depend upon soils in determining some of this stuff, not on how this guy's managing his farm and how this guy isn't managing his farm with the same soils.
Gary?
That gives me one last thing, and I agree with Ron. That is also why poor land will bring more sometimes than other land, because the guy that knows how to farm better is going to do it right. And he'll pay as much for poor land as he will. So soils, but many, many, many times don't have anything to do with it.
But a lot of times to bring that land back to that good management, it's not going to happen overnight.
That's
it's
going true.
To take several years just because of humus and
Didn't Zarbenicki farm west of Holmesville just bring 3750, and that's dry land, right?
That's what I'm wondering. I haven't seen that sub come through. I heard
Gary
Rimmer
bought it.
That's the one I think that was they were trying to get for. That's Martha Zarbenicki's farm.
Yeah, the one across the road.
Is that a done deal? I have.
So, anything else for the good of Board of Equalization, Patty?
Yeah, we need to figure out some dates. I have about 25 protests and two.
How many?
25. And two personal property ones. One of the personal property ones is the biodiesel, of course, and I don't know where that case is. That has been continued from Turk. We were supposed to go up on that already. It's the personal property side. That, to my knowledge, is Don hasn't got anything on it. Randy, as far as I know, hasn't got anything on the biodiesel to have it rescheduled. Or Turk.
I think anything else.
Right, because you bring me everything that comes down. So what biodiesel did is refiled their personal property protest, because the last year's protest hasn't been heard by Turk. So their only choice was to refile that again. Now the other one is on Country Cooking, and I guess I'm not sure what that one's about. A CPA filled that out. Personal property is self-reporting. So if the gentleman, if the CPA had done something incorrectly, they could file an amended return and not necessarily have to go through the protest process. The protest process on personal property, the only thing this board or myself would indicate is if I penalized it because it was filed late and they determined that my penalty wasn't appropriate. So I'm not sure what the Country Cooking one's about, because a CPA filled it out for them. And if it's something that a CPA needs to amend, we allow them to do that if something comes up. But that's the two for personal property that we have. Then the rest of them right now are just protests. So what we need to do is probably set up some dates where three board members can be meeting. And then also in July, you have to set three hearing dates, as far as I know, to hear as a full board after the three have met. Then the protest comes back to the full board. And you have to do that before July 25th. So you might want to be thinking about some dates. Don, usually what we do is we take a list. We make a 15-minute appointment for each individual. We pick a day. And then those people are scheduled 15 minutes apart. And then you hear them. And then eventually another notice goes out that they go before the full board. Now, last year, I'm not sure, the county attorney didn't know whether we had to do it before the full board, but we always have in the past. Wasn't that an issue last year, whether they had to come to the full board? I would still think that you would want to have the full board's opinion on everything after, you know, the committee hears, but that's up to you guys. But we do need to set some dates up, because I think Don would need to publish them then.
And it gives the taxpayer one more opportunity to talk to everybody on the board.
In some cases, we've been able to do it following the board meeting, or, you know, we've been able to combine some of them. So we just have to see how many protests.
They all come in the last week, unfortunately. But right now, there looks like there's only about, when I checked yesterday, there was 25. So if you want to get started on them, if you want to wait till July, it's just totally up to the. But the taxpayer would probably have to have at least about a 7-day notice, maybe before.
Yeah, we make sure that they have their notice.
Mr. Chair, I just heard last night that, like Jefferson County, they're already having some hearings in June. They're not waiting for July to start.
I think she probably put a 15% on her taxpayers, didn't she, on her ag land? I think it was she may
anyway,
have.
Anyway, they're getting started. And there's no reason to delay if we don't need to.
Is there a reason we could talk about that as a committee now? We could look out at either, you know, the week of the 28th. We could hear. We could set up either Monday the 28th, Tuesday
of this month,
the 29th, yes.
Just let me know.
The only thing I might caution is people will call and cancel constantly during the 4th of July. So you might want to kind of keep away from those dates because there's tons of people on vacation and they'll call and want to reschedule.
Including me.
So, you know, basically what we did was we started them about, I think, 9 o'clock or 8:30. And it depends on whatever. You know, 25 of them really isn't that many as of yet, but unfortunately they all come in.
Well,
the
Dave
very
and Gary,
next.
I'm talking the full board meeting here, but Gary and Dave, if we wanted to start on Monday the 28th at 8:30, are you guys okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay. Why don't we schedule it on Monday the 20th? Do we need 2 days or just one day?
Meeting.
25, you might. Can we do 25 a day?
I think we can if you want to.
Well, do you want to set it? Just why don't you set up one more date and when we go over that?
Because we usually go 29th also.
Okay. Do you want to go till 4:30 or so or 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Usually, what I do is schedule.
Any that Monday would be scheduling.
Committee.
Is that a board? Is that a board week?
Meeting.
Does that be on top of, you know, the other committees are supposed to be at? You know, road bridge and building and grounds and such.
Unless you wanted to do a half of a meeting after your board meeting.
Start them at 10:30, 11 o'clock.
We could do Monday at 10:30. Could we? You'll be done with all the committee meetings by 10:30? Huh.
Well, no.
What do you mean?
It's usually 11:30.
Or unless you wanted to go to Tuesday and do Wednesday afternoon.
11:30 this Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do Tuesday morning then at 8:30 and then Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
It's Tuesday the 29th?
Yes.
So nothing on the 28th?
No. So afternoon on Wednesday, probably starting at 1 o'clock, you think, since you probably will go and want
to
do lunch?
Those 25.
Okay, Monday or Tuesday, June 29th, 8:30 to 4:30. And then Wednesday afternoon starting at 1 o'clock.
Right.
Okay.
And do we want to do a full board July 14th, the afternoon, or starting after our board meeting? We could probably go 11 o'clock, get some of them out of the way. Would that work, Danny?
On Wednesday the 14th?
Yeah.
July?
July 14th, yeah. After our board meeting to
go into equalization.
Go into equalization.
Sure. Let's make the agenda short that day.
We have our, probably have your budget hearing that day, too, so.
So basically, on the 14th would be to ratify the committee's recommendations and or hear any individuals who decided to pursue further. Is that the process?
Right. Then I think you need 3 meeting dates for July, I think. You know?
The 14th don't count?
14th will count, but do you need 2 more?
I don't think you have to have 3.
Don't you?
Three.
Okay.
I don't think so. We can double check.
We can look at the board handbook.
Because it's just a matter of how many protests we had. Meetings we needed.
Well, we can do the 28th for sure. We have a board meeting that day.
Right.
Those would be committee things. This would be the full board in July is what I'm talking about. So
yeah,
you
right.
might
but
need.
Make sure double check that. I think there's something about 3.
We could do the 28th also.
And then if we need to add another date, we have time to put one in.
You might want to consider closer to the 25th because if all of them come in at the last minute, like you might want to schedule the 20th or the 21st or something of July because sometimes what you have is a truckload of them that'll come in that very last week. But then we can do that. You can probably do that at the next board meeting because when your next board meeting would be at the end of June, right?
30th.
And then Dawn would have to see from your June 29th and your June 30th, she would have to send out another notice for the full board meeting to the taxpayer, too. I mean, that's the way it was discussed in the past. I don't know if we really need to do that, but we have always done that. Mm-hmm. We do have a map made up with the sales on it, so you guys can be looking at that. With the 3 members of the committee, I can have one staff member down here if you would prefer.
Yes.
Starting next week, I have surgery on the Monday, so I will be gone for I don't know how long this time. Hopefully not long, but I sure my deputy can fill in whenever I'm in. You know, Jennifer's pretty good with answering questions and helping with paperwork with the board, so. And then I don't know on the recording of it. You know, some people record, some people don't. I think that was a question, too.
We decided against that, didn't we, Danny?
Okay. Anything else for the Board of Equalization?
Just remember, like, some of those that will be coming in, I've looked at some of them. A lot of them are some foreclosures and things of that nature, you know. So we will try to look at and pull the record cards and stuff and make notes. If we've happened to have been by the property, they're just notes for you to look at to determine, you know, if somebody has requested us to come out and look inside or something, we have done that. If there is any notes inside the card, you will know it, but you can use them or you don't need to. That's totally your decision. So.
Okay.
And then, Daryl, if you have any hard commercial ones, can be referred to him. That's generally the way that we do a lot of the commercial ones. So.
Good. Thank you.
Yep.
Anything else for the good of the order for equalization? Board of Equalization adjourned at 9 o'clock.